Hello, I'm Mike Harding, here with another 2 hours plus of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. It's lockdown yet again here at Harding Towers in the sweltering Yorkshire Dales. And are we downhearted? The answer is no, because we've got loads and loads of great music and a cup of very fine coffee with which to console myself. And I've got to tell you, there are two sections in this podcast which I think are particularly interesting. One is on mandolins, a celebration, if you like, a little mini celebration of the world of mandolin music, and the other is a tribute to one of our national treasures, Ralph MacTell. All coming later on in the podcast. But first of all, I'm going to kick off with a couple of tunes from a mandolin maestro over the border in Scotland, Kevin MacLeod. He's one of the finest mandolin players in these islands. And from his album Dorney Rock, this is a couple of jigs, the Banbridge Girls, and one of my favourite tunes ever, Larry the Beer Drinker. Isn't that a great tune? Well, they're both great tunes, but that second one, I think, is really a wonderful tune. Larry the Beer Drinker was the name of the last tune, and the first was the Banbridge Girls. Kevin MacLeod, and that's from his album Dorney Rock. And there will be more from Kevin and other mandolinerists later on in the programme. Now, for listeners across the world, and there are many, and for any fans of the Greyfriars Public Schools stories, you may have missed the latest in the story of our own Billy Bunter here at number 10 Downing Street, our own fat owl of the remove. His minder and school bully Dominic Cummings left lockdown against all the rules and advice and drove to Durham to his mum and dad's gaff there, then had a day out in Barnard Castle, 30 miles away. When he was hauled before the headmaster to explain, he said, wait for it, he did it to test his eyesight. The rest of us, in the United Kingdom were staying home, locked up, as directed, because we are the little people. But Flashman Cummings drove a round trip of 600 miles, more or less, to test his eyesight. Opticians all over England, including Specsavers and Goggles R Us, have closed down now because instead of trying to read all those Polish names at the bottom of the eye chart, everybody is just driving to Barnard Castle. Here's a song from that great Geordie singer and man of the people, Bob Davenport, especially for Mr. Dominic Cummings. This is Durham Jail.
Durham Jail, but wouldn't you much surprise to see the prisoners in the yard when they are in exercise? This yard is built to rule the world, so noble and so strong. We have a gans that has to bay, the time be short to lang. And there's nae good luck in Durham Jail, there's nae good luck at all. What's breeding skilly for, but just to make you smile? When you gan to Durham Jail, they'll find you where you employ. They'll dress you up so fancy in a suit to corduroy. They'll gie you a cap for you to peak and never exercise. Like your suit, it's called a roy, it comes to now your eyes. And there's nae good luck in Durham Jail, there's nae good luck at all. What's bleeding skilly for, but just to make you smile? The forcement is the worst of all, your feelings they will try. There's no but two green lumps of wood on which you had to lie. And after that you'll hear the bed, but it's as hard as stains. You dare'sn't make a move at me for fear you break your bins. And there's nae good luck in Durham Jail, there's nae good luck at all. What's bleeding skilly for, but just to make you smile? All kinds of work is standing on upon the noble flats. Trees and oak and making bars and weaving cocoa mats. When you can in, you may be thin, but they can make you thinner. If your oak and mills and teas, they're bound to stop your dinner. And there's nae good luck in Durham Jail, there's nae good luck at all. What's breeding skilly for, but just to make you smile? The shoes you get are often tens, the smaller size is mine, with a big enough to make a skip for bide upon the tine. And if you're feeling carded, niche, just make yourselves at yam. Lap your clothes around your shoes and climb inside of them. And there's nae good luck in Durham Jail, there's nae good luck at all. What's breeding skilly for, but just to make a smile? You'll get your meat in place when out your hose with fire and free. All your meals go to the door, happy you should be. The soap and tool, the wooden spoon, the little penny's pot. They bring the papers every week for to wipe your butt. Oh, there's nae good luck in Durham Jail, there's nae good luck at all. What's breeding skilly for, but just to make you small?
What's bread and skilly for, just to make you small? Bob Davenport from the album Northumbrian Minstrelsy with the old song Durham Jail, written I think by Tommy Armstrong, who was actually sent to jail for stealing a pair of stockings way back. And that was especially for our own Dominic Cummings. Now, Jack Sharp is a frontman for a band called Wolf People, who were once described by Stuart Lee, that great comedian, as, quote, Pete Bog, Super Fuzz, Sphagnum Moss Sludge. But Jack Sharp has also made a number of fine solo recordings. I love this album from the first time I heard it, called Good Times Older. There were echoes of, I thought, Nick Jones, Tony Rose, of the, if you like, folk revival of the 60s and 70s. Nothing but a voice and a guitar and a deep understanding of his songs. See what you think. This is Jack Sharp with Gamekeeper.
I have my dogs and my ferrets too. Oh, I have them in my keeping for to catch good hares all in the night while the gamekeeper lies asleep. Me and my dogs went out one night for to view the habitation. Up jumped poor puss and away ran she straight away to our plantation. We had not gone so very far in before someone caught her running. So loudly then she cried out, "Aunt, says I, your uncle's coming." I then pulled out my little penknife, oh, quickly for to She turned out to be one of the female kind. Oh, glad I was, I caught her. She shrieked, she hollered so very loud, I heard someone running. Says I to my dogs, it's time we gone, the gamekeeper's coming. I took that hare to a neighbouring town to see what they were fetching. 5 shillings I'll give, and another one too, while the gamekeeper lies sleeping. Now I'll go down to some alehouse by, and I'll drink the hair quite mellow. I'll spend that crown and a jolly crown too, don't you think I'm a hearty bold fellow?
Great stuff. It's really good, I think, to hear younger musicians on the scene going back right down into the roots and digging up versions of songs like that. Beautiful version of what I used to call, well, Gamekeepers Lie Sleeping. And that's from Jack Sharp's album, Good Times Older, simply called Gamekeeper. Great version of a fine old traditional song. Now, Charlie Daw is one of my favourite modern singer-songwriters. She's witty and cutting in equal measures, and has a voice which I described as winsome, which doesn't quite cover it. It's got a fragility to it which hides a lot of steel. Anyway, see what you think. It's Charlie Daw from her album Like Animals with a song called 100 Miles of Nothing.
Hundred miles of nothing is all I really crave. A window to infinity so I can look away. Out into the distance where no one ever knows the time. 100 hours of silence just sleeping in my ear. Hold on to the second hand, 'cause minutes disappear. Out on the horizon to mountains I don't need to climb. And all the feet on early street, they hurry,
chasing time, time and time again.
And I should know the steps repeat.
You should know the steps repeat.
But I don't. 100 miles from nowhere, I wonder how it feels to click that little engine off and step down from the wheel. I just need a wilderness to build a little space to breathe. The words I've
ever said,
returning
one by one, watch them slip between the lines,
turning in the empty air,
lost along the way somewhere,
falling. And I can lie with nothing on my mind. Trains of light, like your eyes shining.
Thank you.
distance where there's a little space to breathe. Out into the distance where there's a little space to be.
Miles of Nothing from Charlie Daw's new album, Like Animals. Now, a while back, Ralph McTell and Wiz Jones went into the studio and made an album called About Time. Two old-timers getting together and doing what they do best, playing and singing. Well, they've been back into the studio and they've done another album called About Time 2. As I said before, going to be playing a lot of Ralph tunes later on in the show, but for now, here he is with Wiz Jones. From the album About Time 2, lead vocals from Wiz, with a beautiful song called Touch Has a Memory. And I've just realised what an ironic song that is, in a time when we can't really touch each other.
Touch has a memory, better than the other senses. Hearing and sight fight free. Touching has no defenses. Textures come back to real as can be. And touch has a memory. Fine eyes are white at night. Eyelashes show that nicely. Seeing forgets the sight. Touch recollects precisely. Eyelids are modest, yet blink at a kiss. And touching takes note of this. When in a later day, little of the vision lingers. Memory slips away, every way but through the fingers. Textures come back to real as can be. Making you feel that time doesn't heal. And touch has a memory.
Well, that's from the album About Time 2, Ralph McTell and Wiz Jones, and that song was Touch Has a Memory. And if you've not heard it before, then check out Burma Star, the song that Wiz Jones wrote about his dad coming back from the war in the Far East in 1946. It's one of the best songs ever written. Now, concertina players all over the world are slack-jawed whenever they hear this man, Brendan Begley, one of the finest musicians on the planet from the great Begley family, of course, from the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry, a family which has just got so many great musicians and singers within its family tree. Just listen to this from his album, simply called Cormac Begley. This is a fantastic version of Two Reels, The Yellow Tinker, and Reel More, Bally Kelly. This is one of the most rocking and percussive concertina tune sets you'll ever hear. Baritone concertina there, Cormac Begley, with two fantastic tunes, The Yellow Tinker, and I've got to get this right, my Irish pronunciation is absolute rubbish, Reel More, Bally and Kelly, which I think means the big reel of Bally Kelly. If you're an aficionado of great Irish traditional music, then that album is an absolute must. His eponymous album, Cormac Begley. Now, Scottish and Irish roots duo Adam Amos and Noel Rocks got together first of all in Edinburgh way back in the 70s, recorded two albums in the 1980s, and then toured extensively throughout Europe and the UK before going their separate ways when Adam moved abroad. They got back together briefly in 2015 to perform two sell-out concerts at the Edinburgh Festival, and they started working on a new album in 2019 when Adam finally returned home to live permanently in Scotland. I like that album very much. It's called Back Up to Zero, and I think this is one of the best songs on it. A hymn to times and friendships long lost. Belfast song.
Thinking of some old friends, thinking of the past, of the summers by the Lagan, the hills around Belfast.
Pat's Bar and the Porter, the long walks by the shore, looking back. Many's the road we travel, the dreams we shared, many's the road we traveled on. In the winter, in the evening, we'd sit round the fire, singing songs and telling stories. We never seemed to tire. As friends, we'd laugh together. As friends, we'd argue long through the night. Many's the road we traveled, the dreams we shared. Many's the road we traveled on. And at the meetings, the first to heed the call. No need to ask for reasons, no one dared to block the hall. As time went by, we realized the struggles could go on forevermore. Many's the road we traveled, the dreams we shared. Many's the road we traveled on. Ah, the good times I'll remember, good friends I can't forget, the memories of the sessions, the songs still with me yet. Though time has come to change me, the feelings will remain far from home. Many's the road we traveled, the dreams we shared. Many's the road we traveled. Many's the road we traveled, the dreams we shared. Many's the road we traveled.
Belfast Song from Adam Amos and Noel Rocks, their album Back Up to Zero. Now, folk duo based in Bedfordshire, Hannah Elizabeth and Griff Jameson, call themselves Elizabeth and Jameson, quite rightly, and they describe their music as indie folk. I don't care what you call it, I do like it very, very much. Let's see what you think of this track. It's just called Bet and Terry, and it's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
On this particular day, there was these two boys at the bus stop, and one was your granddad and one was his brother. And I just looked at it. I was about 9 or 10, I can't really remember. But I just liked him. Absolutely. I don't know how, but instantly I liked him. So he spoke to me, just, you know, where do you live and all that business. And we remember we're kids. And he said, have you got your bus fare? It was a penny. I remember. And he said, let's have a look. And he nicked him through on the other side of the road. And I had to go and get it. And you could see the bus coming around the corner because there was traffic lights, you know. Anyway, we did this all the time. And then we went to the secondary school, you see, Caddy's Head. And we got to the secondary school, and who was in my class? But your granddad. And he was sat at, then they had boys and girls together, and he was sat over there, and I was sat over here. And he looked at me, and he went, and that was it. Do you know? And I'm a child, Rachel. this particular time when we went on holiday, I remember going through the wood tunnel and it was dark, you know. He'd come and saddle up to me. We hadn't done anything then, but it was always, I don't know, it was there. And then we went, as I say, we went to States, and then we went like for brambles and out in the coach, as such, round Whitby. That's how I remember Whitby. And this particular day we went to Robin Hood's Bay, and this, I don't know what it's like now, but there was the seas here, and then like this, this with all grass, and then we were sat there, and he just sort of, well, I mean, there was a few of us, they were kids, you know. Yeah. And he got hold of my hand like that, and he was just holding my hand and looking around to see if anybody was, you know, looking. And he just went like that. And that was it. And he said, I'm not leaving, I'm staying. You're leaving at Christmas, aren't you? So I said, yes. He said, well, I'm going to stay until Christmas. And then we were 50, we were both 15 then. And then that was when he said, would you like to come to pictures and all that? And then that was it. We just didn't go out with anybody else. We totally and absolutely loved one another. And that was it. And it lasted
all that time.
I don't know how, but... And four children and grandchildren later. Loss of my life. Absolutely.
The story of Bette and Terry. Beautiful. Well, I thought it was from the album Northern Shores and Stories. Obviously, that's set round Whitby. And it was Elizabeth and Jameson, their new album. Talking of new albums, recently, the last couple of days, is the official release date of John Doyle's album Path of Stones. John Doyle, great guitarist and singer, Irish roots, obviously, works with John McCusker and Mike McGoldrick in the trio McCusker, McGoldrick and Doyle. And he's also, I think, one of the finest songwriters we've got. What marks his songs, apart from many, many others, is the number of times I've listened to them and other people have listened to them and thought, that's a traditional song. Because they already seem to have the mark of history and storytelling upon them. Anyway, his album is officially released now, but I bite my thumb at you and go, tish bush, ha, we've been playing him for the last couple of months. It's a fabulous album, it's Path of Stones, and this is one of my favourite songs from it, Her Long Hair Flowing Down. And it's one of John's own, of course.
All along the land I roam. But here I am, a 49er, still digging in the ground. But no gold I find will ever compare with her long hair flowing down. And I've panned the great American River, Coloma and Wairika's hills. I've worked all through the blazing summer and winter's wicked chill. But at night when I lie sleeping and the stars shine all around, I dream of passionate kisses and sweet embraces and her long hair flowing down.
Well, I'll pay my debt.
The young serving girl, she runs down to the hall. Great holes in her stockings, no shoes on at all. Great holes in her stockings, skips rags to her back. So take the lace maker, it's all that you like. Together in the sunshiny day, the pillows they shine like the blossoms in May. Their fingers are lissom, their bobbins are small. So now I have told you the truth of it all.
Been meaning to play you that for ever so long. Jackie Oates there from the album Needlepin. Needlepin, the album she made with that great melodeon player and all-round good lad John Spires. That was the Boneless Weaver's song. And before that you heard John Doyle from his album The Path of Stones with Her Long Hair Flowing Down. Now, when I said at the beginning of the show that Ralph McTell was a national treasure, what I should have said really was that he's an international treasure, because I got an email a few weeks back from a lad called Bill Dashfield, who lives in New Zealand. He says, Mike, listening to your programme spurred me to dig out my Ralph McTell CDs, just a few of the more than 50 that he's released. And by the way, I hadn't realised he'd also released more than 30 singles. I really like his mainly autobiographical and nostalgic songs, but over time he's written many about social issues. Here are some of my favourites. And Bill goes on, over three pages, to give me a complete introduction and run through the life and times of one of my old mates, one of my oldest friends from the folk scene, Ralph McTell. So I thought what I would do is pick out some of Bill's favourites that happen also to be my favourites and just do a little special for our Ralph. Let's kick off with this, one of his earliest songs from the days when he was fresh back from busking on the continent. This is Factory Girl.
Hurrying across the bridge before the sirens call. This morning she's chasing her shadow all along the factory wall and through the gate where she will wait. To cross the yard, to clock her card in time, and under her scarf, her hair set in curls, the day begins for the factory girl. For a while girls try to talk, but their voices soon drowned in the din, and their eyes watch their hands do the work, and the new day's rhythm begins. No change today, like yesterday, the same. Dinner soon, then afternoon,
then home, and hurrying home in the fading light, the factory girl is going out tonight. Mama says, don't be late, you gotta get up again before 8. Yes, she cries, but there's joy in her eyes as she runs down the path through the gate. And out on the rainy streets, hoping that the night will last. No whispering palms on the beach, just the swish of the cars going past. And she believes no one could feel the same. Touching and whispering in the rain, and the rain takes away her beautiful curls. The night is soon gone for the factory girl. La da 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 da. This morning she's skipping the puddles all along the factory wall. A starling sings, he shakes his wings, she smiles. Then at the gate she hesitates. Then from inside the gates, the sirens roar, and across the yard runs the factory girl.
The factory girl there, and that one comes from the Definitive Transatlantic Collection, which is a really great set of Ralph's early songs on the Transatlantic label. Well worth getting your grubby little mitts on. If you want to know more about Ralph than I can tell you in this short podcast, then I urge you to read his two volumes of autobiography, Angel Laughter and Summer Lightning. They are amongst the best memoirs of a musician that I've ever read. They really are wonderful books. And when the books were first published, Ralph went on the road doing a reading tour, obviously to promote the sales of the books, and he recorded some of the readings and put them out as an album called As Far As I Can Tell, which included songs spurred by events in his life. Nothing illustrates better what I'm talking about than these next two tracks. First of all, 1952, which is the spoken word, and that's followed by the song inspired by the event, and that's called Bentley and Craig. And those of you old enough will remember this only too well.
In November 1952, something unthinkable happened. A policeman, Sidney Miles, was shot and killed, allegedly by two youths attempting to rob a sweet wholesaler's not far from where we lived. We didn't take a daily newspaper, but we knew everything about what was going on because people talked about it endlessly. We all knew that Christopher Craig had shot the policeman, and some knew that Derek Bentley was epileptic and mentally about 8 years old. At some point, he had visited the chemist where my mother worked and had to hand over a note for the things that the family needed. Craig's elder brother, Niven, had also been in the shop and been pointed out to my mother by the dispenser, Mr. Strong, as being a bad lot. Everyone was appalled at the death of a policeman. But the trial was over so quickly that I think everyone was in a state of shock. No one really thought Derek Bentley would be executed. Mrs. Connaughton brought down the paper with the terrible news of the 28th of January. There was that same smudged and grainy photo of the young Bentley, cigarette dangling from his mouth in an arrogant, laddish pose which suggested toughness and mischief at the same time. Now the paper told me that Bentley was dead. In response to all my bewilderment and the awful silence that followed the news, all my voices were murmuring at the same time, and I begged for an answer with every look that I could give my family and the few grown-ups that we came into contact with. My mother could only wearily manage. Well, at least now it's over. How wrong she was.
Not a 52 had quite untied. There were bomb sites still around from the war. In November that year, food was scarcely offered the ration. Two boys went out to rob a store. Craig, he was just 16 years old. Derek Bentley was just 19. But Craig had a shooter, it was stuck in his pocket. Well, it made him feel more like a man. It made him feel more like a man. They were out on the roof of Barlow and Parker's store. Somebody saw them there. Well, the police had arrived, and when they saw them, you could bet them boys were scared. Well, Craig, he shouted that he had a gun, and he thought about the movie that he'd seen. Back at the station, they signed the rifles out and arrived very quick back on the scene. Some of the police had got onto the roof. Derek Bentley knew that he could not escape. So he gave himself up and they put him under arrest. And he begged his young friend Chris, won't you do the same? He begged his young friend Chris, won't you do the same? Yeah, give me the gun, the sergeant cried. Won't you let him have it, Chris, Paul Bentley said. But a shot rang out and it tore the night in half, and a poor policeman was lying there dead. Some people said it was the bullet from Craig's gun. They died, policeman away. Some people said that it was a police marksman's bullet, and some people said it might have been a ricochet. But they was both found guilty of murder. Craig was too young, not yet a man. And though he was under arrest when that fatal shot was fired, Derek Bentley was judged old enough to hang. Derek was judged to be a man. On the 28th of January, in Wandsworth Prison, they took poor Derek Bentley's life. And some people shouted and some people prayed, Some people just bow their heads and cry. Some people just bow their heads and cry. Now you man on our behalf, who sanctioned that boy's death? There is still one thing left he could do. You've been part of Derek Bandy, who never took a life, but Derek Bandy, he can never pardon you. No, Derek, he can never pardon you. Not at 52, it was a crowd on town. There were bomb sites still around from the war. In November that year, food was scarcely off the ration. Two boys, they went out to rob. Two boys went out to rob. Two boys, they went out to rob a store.
Bentley and Craig, Ralph McTell from the album As Far As I Can Tell, and before that you heard Ralph reading the section 1952 from his autobiography. You can also notice in the style of singing and writing there the influence of Woody Guthrie on Ralph. Blind Willie McTell, Robert Johnson, and of course the protest songs of Woody Guthrie were the bedrock of Ralph's early writing. And I'm going to play you another track from the definitive Transatlantic collection now. This is Ralph McTell singing one of the greatest ragtime songs, I suppose you'd call it, of all time. Stealin'.
Around me like a circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my easy rider done. You don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm singing, look what a hole I'm in.
Steal it, steal it. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Just my height and size. She's a married woman, come and see me sometimes. She don't believe my love, know what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm seeking, know what a hole I'm in.
Steal it, steal it. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm stealing, stealing. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me.
Thank you.
Great stuff from the album Stealing Back. That's Ralph McTell with the title song Stealing. He's also done an album which somebody's nicked, believe it or not, from my collection, called, I think it was Blue Songs from Black Heroes, something like that anyway, which again is an album like Stealing Back, full of great tributes to the men who went before, those great anonymous, in some cases, blues and ragtime singers. Now, war and the pity of war has often been the subject of Ralph's songwriting. I think, like me, he agrees with Bertolt Brecht that a bayonet is a weapon with a worker at each end. Some of his songs, like Maginot Waltz and Pick Up a Gun, which reflects on Ralph's own time as a boy soldier, are really amongst the finest anti-war songs ever written. On the 11th of the 11th, Armistice Day 1918, Ralph sang one of his more recent songs, The Unknown Soldier, in St. Martin's Cathedral, Ypres. He described it to me on the phone when I was chatting to him recently as the most amazing experience of his long career. His song, The Unknown Soldier, is the title track of one of his more recent albums. This version here was recorded live at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, London.
More than 50,000 names are carved on Ypres Menin Gate of soldiers who have no known graves, just their destiny and date. Witness and last testament, name and rank and regiment, is now all that survives from so many squandered lives. And for every name inscribed, the poor bereaved were left to mourn the passing of each one who died with no white cross on tended lawn. No place to go to contemplate the sacrifice, the wicked waste. No footprint left to show where once they trod. Allegedly known unto God. From Ypres, Arras, Ain and Somme, six unknown soldiers were exhumed. A blindfold general picked one man and reverently they brought him home. Six black horses drew the hearse through silent London, crowds immersed in deepest thought, belief, or wishful prayer that this might be their own boy there. Metal tires on the carriage wheels played the tuneless requiem. The sky as grey as bayonet steel above the somber hapless men. With one more enemy to kill, that remaining sense of guilt, that through it all somehow they had survived. Return to sweethearts, mothers, wives, familiar streets, their own backyards, their medals and all praise ignored, proud to be his honor guard and walk with him their true reward. Whilst far from pomp and circumstance, across the autumn fields of France, the trenches start to slowly fill and fade. The bloody page turned by the ploughman's blade. Thankfully we'll never know if he was constant, strong or frail, scared or brave, in equal parts, country tanned or city pale, a carefree youth or thoughtful lad, not wholly good, not wholly bad. A bomb does not judge how you played your part. A bullet stops a lion's heart. With softest cloth and gentlest broom, to sweep and wipe cathedral dust, like dried tears on this marble tomb. Take care, for he was one of us. In perfect irony and grief, the bride's bouquet becomes a wreath, and wrapped beneath dark angels' folded wings, Tommy Atkins rests with kings.
Title track of the album The Unknown Soldier, recorded live at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, London. And you know what I'm going to play as the last song in this section on the life and songs of Ralph McTell. It's got to be The Streets of London. Many, many great songs have come from that good and fine man, but in 1969, after busking in Paris and Cornwall with Wiz Jones and Brenda Wotton and John the Fish, go and look it up for the stories. He wrote the song that touches the soul of anybody who has a soul. And in case you think that things have changed, today 40% of rough sleepers are ex-military, their memories fading with the medal ribbons that they wear. The old, the forgotten, are still in our streets, and we still walk past them.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. All-night cafe at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. Show you something to make you change your mind.
Streets of London, Ralph McTell from the Definitive Transatlantic Collection. And thanks again to Bill Dashfield of New Zealand for reminding me it was about time I did something special on Ralph. And by the way, his email finishes, looking forward to your podcast, Mike, and really hoping the world beats COVID-19. New Zealand's doing okay. I'm looking forward to another of Ralph's gigs over here. Ngā Mihi Mahana, which I think is Maori. Best regards, Bill Dashfield. Thanks, Bill, and someday I'm going to get down there to New Zealand and catch some of those wonderful, huge brown trout you have in your rivers. I can't follow Ralph with anything other than this. Muireann Nicholaoff from her album Seaborn, and a beautiful song, Sweet King William's Town.
My bonny bark floats light and free across the surging foam. It bears me far from Inish Fall to seek a foreign home.
For
to view the sun or knock a comer light up the heather brown before she flings her farewell beams, oh sweet King.
That comes from the album Seaborn, Thar Toin. It's one of the finest, most beautiful albums of the last 5 or 6 years. It is simply wonderful. She's in the best voice I've ever heard her. Never heard her so good. Cracking album. Do get it if you're a serious fan of great music. Muireann Ní Chaoimh with Sweet King William's Town. Now, you heard John Doyle singing his song Her Long Hair Flowing Down earlier on in this podcast, and I'm going to play you now a cover version of his wonderful song Liberty's Sweet Shore, recorded by Andrew J. Newell on his album Janus. And I have to tell you that the first time I heard this song, I was convinced it was a traditional song about Irish immigrants going up the mouth of the St. Lawrence River. It is a wonderful, wonderful song.
In this fading light on the mainland lies a vague but on the horizon, a lighthouse beaming its way. Come to Grass Hill and Liberty's sweet shore. 3 months and a day we've been sailing, round pinnacles of ice we've been steering. Squalls and northeasterlies are raging to deliver us to Liberty's sweet shore. Sailing to Liberty's sweet shore. Sailing to Liberty's sweet shore. We left all we know to this new life we will go. for the passage. With these, our landlord surrendered and wiped his hands clean as he tendered. From a distance, he watched us all go. Well, we sailed on the fifth day of September. 200 poor souls crammed together. From our families and homeland, we were severed. The clothes on our backs, all we owned. Sailing to liberty's sweet shore. Sailing to liberty's sweet shore. We left all we know to this new life we will go. Sailing to liberty's sweet shore. Well, we bow down in sickness and in hunger. The hand of our Maker. My child was lost to the fever. A quick prayer and hauled overboard. Oceans of tears, they are falling. Hope and despair both recalling. And the gulls of St. Lawrence are calling. Soon Quebec and liberty's sweet shore. Sailing to liberty's sweet shore. Sailing to liberty's sweet shore. We left all.
Version of the John Doyle song Liberty's Sweet Shore from Andrew J. Newell's new album Janus. Now, for the next 11 and a half minutes, I'm going to regale your logoles with a selection of mandolin music. The mandolin is an 8-stringed instrument tuned in pairs of 4. It's the same pitch as a violin. From the thinnest string, it goes E, A, D, G. It was originally invented in Italy, and it crossed the world to America, to Ireland, across Europe. Of course, it went wherever people went. On the folk scene, you've got great players like Paul Kelly, Luke Plum of Shugle Nifty, Sierra Hull, the great bluegrass mandolin player, Marla Fibbish, great American mandolin player, Polly Bolton, English player, now working with the band Magpies, Simon Mayer, of course, a fantastic mandolin player, works with his partner Hilary James and also plays with the band Mandolinquents. The mandolin is an instrument that's got many, many voices, from classical, from lullabies, ragtime, to even electric blues. So in the next selection, you're going to hear 4 types of mandolin music, from Irish traditional to old-timey to classical, and finally, as I mentioned just there, to the electric blues. I'm going to start with Kevin MacLeod, the lad I played at the head of the programme there. Here he is with the late and great Alec Finn on Bouzouki. Bouzouki, you say? Another special programme, surely? Well, I'm going to let you Google and discover Andy Irvine, Sweetie's Men, Johnny Moynihan, Donal Lunny, King Boar and the Sandman, and the role of the bouzouki in Irish traditional music. In the hands of Alec Finn, it became a mighty, mighty engine driving the music on. Here's Alec and Kevin MacLeod with Dinny O'Brien's hornpipe and the burning sands of Egypt.
baby sure gonna jump and shout. And I just know my little baby, I just know the woman sure gonna jump and shout. You know when that airplane is down tomorrow, you know when I come walking out, I've been looking everywhere in the world, I can't find my baby nowhere. Yes, I've been looking everywhere in the world, I can't find my woman nowhere. You know I've been all over in Italy, and I grabbed my baby, she wasn't over there. Well, all right, all right.
Great stuff. My baby's gonna jump and shout. Yank Ratchell from the album Mandolin Blues. Before that you heard Simon Mayer with Hornpipe from the second Mandolin album. And before that, Echoes of the Shenandoah Valley, H.M. Barnes' Blue Ridge Ramblers from the album Early Mandolin Classics, Volume 1. And right at the head of that section of mandolin music, Dinny O'Brien's Hornpipe and the Burning Sands of Egypt from Kevin MacLeod and Alec Finn's album Paul Bain to Oren Moore. Now, one of the things I do hope comes back after all this craziness of COVID-19 has finally, hopefully, gone is that the Odd Fellows pub in Middleton, Manchester, manages to get its Monday night sessions up and running yet again, because they are terrific sessions. Loads and loads of great musicians and singers just get together on a Monday night and sing and yarn. It's a terrific night out. And one of the regulars there is young Michelle Holding, together with her musical partner, Bonds. She's one of the finest performers and greatest musicians I know in the northwest of England. Their new album is a cracker. I've already played a couple of tracks from it, and I'm going to play another one now. From the album Struck Lucky, this is Michelle Holding and Bonds with the Little Feet song, Roll 'em Easy.
I am just a vagabond, drifter on the run. Eloquent profanity, well, it runs right off my tongue. And I have dined in palaces, slow and easy. Take my independence with no apprehension, no attention. Walk and talk in sweet paradise, sweet paradise. I've been all across this country, from Denver to the ocean. I never met girls that could sing so sweet like the angels that live in Houston. Singing, roll me easy, so slow and easy. Play the concertina, be a temptress. Baby, I'm defenseless. Singing harmony in unison, sweet harmony. Got to hoist your flag, got to beat your drum.
Lovely, sweet recording, Roll 'em Easy, Michelle Holding and Bonds from their new album, Struck Lucky. Dave Howard did a great job there. The quality of a BBC engineer at work always shows through, in my humble opinion. Best recording engineers in the world. Now, The Embers is the fifth solo album from John Bleck, who comes from County Cork, singer, songwriter. Check out his website. Oh, by the way, if you want to find out anything about anybody on this show, etc., etc., go to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find links through there, which Andrew Service, my mate, puts up every week. He's going to get this programme late, but I know he's going to manage it. Sorry, Andrew. And you'll find links through to all the artists that have been on this show and many more. And there's links through to the archive. You can download 270 odd shows and play them on your iPlayer, whatever. Just go there and look. There's stuff. Yeah, so if you go to the website, you'll find a link through to John Bleck's own website there. Do check him out. He has a very distinct style, but he does remind me a little bit of the great Jimmy McCarthy. But let's see what you think. This is John Bleck from his album The Embers, with what I think is one of the best songs I've heard in the last couple of months, Death and His Daughter Fair.
Death and his daughter led me down to the riverbed, tempted by beauty fair, violet lips and raven hair. She promised to love me truly if I paid her dowry. I filled my boots with lead and gold to give to father all I own. Death be nimble, death be quick, stole a breath right from my lips. Death is lasting, death brings pain, stops the blood running in my veins. I fell for her, I fell indeed, lost the sense I tried. Water rose above my head. Death be nimble, death be quick, stole a breath right from my lips.
everlasting death brings pain. Stops the blood running by vein.
Death and His Daughter Fair from John Black's new album, The Embers. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now from new releases that have literally just dropped through the door. So I'm not going to go into the details too much because I want to assimilate the albums myself. But I'm going to play you the tracks that I've picked out most immediately in this show because I think they're superb. Cinderwell is the brainchild of a girl called Amelia Baker who's come to live in Ireland. She's come from California and she's got the Americana roots, but also she's absorbed a lot of Irish traditional music and produced what I think is a really interesting album. The track I'm going to play you is called Wandering Boy. It's a traditional Appalachian ballad sung first, I think, by Roscoe Holcomb. And it's got that high, wide and lonesome sound of mountain music, which really comes out brilliantly through the voice of Amelia Baker here, almost as though she's singing it in the middle of an Irish valley, all on her lonesome. This is Cinderwell with Wandering Boy.
As I travel this wide world over,
take me
Cinderwell with Wandering Boy from my new album, No Summer, and I'll play you another track or two from that definitely next month. I'm going to get the album and have a good long read of it and find out what it's all about, and then pass it on. The second album that came through the door is from Dirk Powell, that great American old-timey musician. Can play just about anything. Fiddle, banjo, sings, wrote that wonderful song Waterbound that many of you will know. Mike McGoldrick did a great version of it. The new album has Mike McGoldrick and Donald Shaw and many more players from the Celtic Connections, Scottish Mac Mafia, you might call them musically, but all great musicians. And the album is absolutely fantastic. I believe Mike McGoldrick, in fact, had a huge hand in this next song I'm going to play you now from the new Dirk Powell album, When I Wait For You. It's not, in fact, an old-timey song. It's very much a Louisiana Cajun song called Les Yeux de Rosalie, The Eyes of Rosalie. But the unmistakable stamp of both Dirk Powell and Mr. McGoldrick can be heard. Just cop your whack for this. drummer finally fell off his kit at the end. Brilliant. Les Yeux de Rosalie, the Eyes of Rosalie from Dirk Powell's new album, When I Wait for You. And I'll be playing more tracks from that at the end of June, if the good Lord spares us, as my granny would have said. Talking of which, I thought it would be very remiss of me not to mention the website again, just in case you missed it first time, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Go and have a look there. There's loads of stuff for your enjoyment. You can hear 270-odd shows. You can look at the gallery of photographs of famous folkies, etc. And you can make a small donation, should you so wish, to keep the show on air. We do okay, as it happens. People are very, very generous. But it's always nice to have a little bit in reserve, just in case. You never know. I thought it would be very remiss of me not to say thank you to all of you for listening, of course, and not to dedicate this last song to the man it could have been tailor-made for, Mr. Dominic Cummings. This is Jez Lowe from his album Galloways with Back in Durham Jail. Ta-da.
Honest as they come, I never was a thief until they caught me. And the judge, he said, he swore me hands were red. No matter how I played, he found me guilty. There was no bail, off to Durham jail I went, no, nothing now could save me. Calamities, they always come in threes, and that's how many months it was they gave me. And no, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. No, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. Twas a great day when first I went astray. The devil took the man that came to tempt me. Cause in no time, me life was one a crime. And now you see the trouble that has got me. Well, there's four bare walls at which to stare. Me board and me lodgings are the paid for. You can't see the turning of the key. To hear the turning back is all you wait for. And no, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. No, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. Oh, but sad to say, here I am to stay, with only iron bars around to lean on. I get a cold bath to dampen down me wrath, though it's barely just a month ago I had one. God knows I need a suit of clothes. You think they could have found a one to fit me? Me boots would be fine if they were both in line. I'm walking like a fall of stones has hit me. And no, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. No, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. Sure that me mother's heart to break to see me in a state of such repentance. I'm glad she's not around to see, and I'll be out before she finishes the sentence. The sun will shine, I'll leave it all behind, knowing I've done me time and done me duty. And out of the gates on the narrow and the straight to the place where I've buried all the booty. And no, never in the livelong day you'll not find me back in Durham jail. Oh no, never.
livelong day, you'll not find me back in Durham jail.